Okay, today's daf is Dmai Daf Nun Tes. Dmai Daf Nun Tes, and today's shir. And this Masechta Shiurim is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Dvora Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship as we continue our travels through Maseches Dmai, the seven perek of Maseches Dmai. We are in the sixth perek, Perek HaMakabel, talking all about Kablanim and Chokrim and different types of transactions. And we start off with on the top of the daf, Yisrael. The Tosefta tells us, many Toseftas are discussed in Yerushalmi. Almost every Tosefta, not almost every, but many Toseftas that we've had are discussed. Yisrael Shei Mocher Zeisim B'Shishim Log Tevulim, a Yisrael has olives. 60 lug of olives that are Tevel, Tevulim. And he's selling them. How is he selling them? Maybe he's selling them in a Mutter way, maybe he's selling them in an Aser way, where we learned earlier they're not allowed to sell Tevel, except Litzarech to a Chaver. Okay, but either way, he's selling the Tevel. So he's selling the 60 lug of olives, Tevulim. Oh, my lo, a Kohen says to him, today a Kohen needs olives right now. So he could say, Tzanamli, you know, give them to me, the 60 lug, and what's the Kohen going to do? The Kohen can be mafrish and then eat everything himself. So Tzanamli, Vaninosen lechashishim lug misukanin, I'll pay you back 60 lug misukanim, meaning you, the Yisrael, you're going to make money on this because you have 60 lug of tevel, therefore you're going to have to take some off and give it to the Kohen, give it to the Levi, but I'm going to give you 60 lug misukanim, mutter, that is not a problem. We'll see why. What's the potential problem? But shishim lug tevulim, but if the arrangement is, the Yisrael says, I'm going to give you... he has 60 lug of tevel. Va'ani va'at chokin as a maisrus. And then the Kohen says, but you know what? You give me tevel, I'll give you misukan, or I'll give you tef, or even if I'll give you tevel, but we'll split the hafrashus. Va'ani va'at, you'll be able to take some of the hafrashus, then you'll be able to sell it. I'll split the truma with you. Aser, that's aser. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. What's the difference? If Yisrael is giving him tevel, and he's getting back misukan totally, it's mutter. If he's getting back only partial, right? He's getting back partial misukan. Part of it, he's gonna split it. That's a problem. Kedu yav le kule mutter. When the Kohen gives back to the Yisrael everything, he's gonna give him back 60 full lug. Then it's mutter. Kedu yav le palga aser. When he's giving him back less, it's aser. Shouldn't that be a better? If you give the more he gives back, it should be aser because of ribis or whatever we might come up with. So here he's giving him back less, Yovle Palga, meaning he's not giving him back 60 misukanim, he's giving him back less than, he's giving back 60 tevel, and he's going to split the matanos. So the Gemara says, you have to say, there's a very important detail. That's the difference. Rav Yossi, kan b'mar v'yichlo. The second case is where the buyer says explicitly and... the seller says explicitly, and you don't have to pay me back for a while, right? He's marviach lo zman. He gives him time. So if he's marviach lo zman, right? Rav Chaim Kanievsky, marviach lo zman sheyifra lo es elu shishim lugin lachar zman. So then it's clear that's it looks like ribis, right? I'm going to give you, it's, right? Real ribis is with a loan, but this at least is looks like ribis. In the world of ribis drabanan, where he's extending him the time to pay back. So then, that has smacks of ribis. V'tani kein, and that's what said b'feirish, shemhayim arviach lo, aser mishum ribis, umishum mizayin kachim. Is aser because it looks like ribis? He's giving him some of the matnas kahuna, because he's allowing him to have an extended time to pay back. And bizayin kachim, it's like, looks like you're doing transactions with shumas and maisos. Look at the Pnei Moshe, the last couple of skinny lines. Mikomakom, in the Reisha, ho'al ve'enom arviach lo zman, bishvil kach, since he's not, doesn't beferish, give him an extended time. Ukti mukil ala kamon, like we just saw. Tahach to Reisha, my be'enom arviach lo zman. Ela omer lo stam, in the Reisha, he just says, today I'm le'elot falim, give me this tevel, va'anino telecha connect him sukanim, and I'll give you back misukan. Lo machzi kischar hamton asachov. That doesn't appear that you're paying me in order to have extra time. Vegama Kohen Eno Mafsid Klum. And also, the Kohen isn't losing anything. Eno Mafsid, because the Kohen's getting 60, and he's giving 60. Shere Maisos Shiafrish Min Atfalim Shalo Hain. They're his. Vishisham Lognosin Lo Vishisham Lognotim Imanu. So, and then, again, this is foreshadowing the Seifa. Velomisham Machal Kachim. I'm still in the Pnei Moshe. And also, there's no Chilukachim here in the Reisha. Dinema Dezeo Kagorim Seyeva Besakron Ashita Loha Meiser. That it looks like a Kohen is doing service. And because of that, he's going to get the maestros. No, that's not here. Mikima cheinu kamavater a kohen. The kohen's not being mevater anything. He's getting exactly what he got. Good. Ribis, we wanted to talk about it a little bit yesterday. Maybe we'll mention it now. Ribis is an interesting isser, unique among the world of Isurim. And that is, if you remember, we mentioned that in the past, the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, where the Ramban talks about Dinim, and he argues with the Rambam. The Rambam says, what is the mitzvah of Dinim? Right, one of the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach. The mitzvah of Dinim is to set up a court system to judge the other six mitzvahs B'nei Noach. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim. The Ramban says, no, I don't think that's the Pshat, because if that is the Pshat, then, and that's why the Rambam says, why the Shechem was Chayav Misa. But then if that's true, then why did Yaakov get upset at them? He should have been the first. He should have been Maktim. So the Ramban says, no, I think he gives a different Pshat in Shimon and Levi, but he says, Dinim is setting up a functional society, not dafka connected to the other six mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. Setting up a functioning society in terms of wages, in terms of other social laws and social justices, and the Ramban lists off Ona'a and Oshek and Geneva and Gezela, and interestingly, he doesn't list off Ribis. Ribis is not in there, because Ribis is not usher like the other Isurim. But the Gemara Bamitzia has a fascinating Shakla Vitaria about this at the beginning of Ezeo Neshach, which is the parak about Ribis. The Gemara says, on the Samach Aleph Aman Aleph, even the question is laden with meaning. Even the question, the Gemara's Lashon is, Amar Rava, Lama li tekasav rachmana lav beribis, lav begeza, lav beuna. What do you need three Isurim for? It's amazing. You would think those are three different Isurim. What the Gemara says, what do you need all three for? They're all the same idea. Amazing Havamina. Ribis, Gezel, and Ona, ripping people off in transactions. So Tzrichi, the Gemara says, no, you need all three. And the question is, once the dust settles, so how do you look at it? The Gemara explains, whenever you have a shakla v'taria like this, what do you need both of these for? So the Gemara explains, so now that you have both of them, are they the same idea, different idea? The Havamina for sure is that it's all the same idea. So the Gemara says, Tzrichi, Dikas Brachman Alaba Ribis, if you would have only had the Isser of Ribis, Mishum Dechidishu, Ribis is called a Chidish. Da'afilu belove asar rachmana, because the love is also us. The rove gives the money. The rove is not the love is a willing partner. He gives the money, so that makes it a chiddush, right? The Rashi says da'afilu belove asar rachmana. The gazer alav shalo yitnenu, and the Torah was gozer that he shouldn't give it. The ikal amemar chiddushu shechitcha Torah bazu velo sha'asar lachaser es chaveiro b'derech acheres. Ribis doesn't teach me that I can't cause other people losses. The fact that the love is also asr means the malva is doing something wrong, right? And the love is doing something wrong too. So what? Why is the love doing something wrong? He's not losing. He's giving. So maybe you wouldn't have loaned the other Isurim from Ribis. Because Rachman Alaba Gezel Mishum to Bal Karche. Right? Gezel is Bar Karche, the other two are not. Avobo Ona Imalo. Because Rachman Alaba Ona Mishum to Lo Yada de Machil. Ona, he doesn't know. Right? And therefore, maybe that's why it's Aser. And the Gemara goes through, maybe you could have two listed and not the third. And the Gemara says, yes, Lamaskana, that's true. Okay. But the Gemara here connects Gezel and Ona'a and Ribis. So are they all in the same world? So if you look in the Ritva on this Gemara, Daf Samach Aleph in Bava Metzia, discusses this idea. This idea, the Gemara says, Malahana Shekein Shalomi Daito. Right? The other two, Gezel and Ono, are Shalomi Das, the victim, unlike Ribis, which is Midaito. Kamash Malan, even though it's Midaito, it's still Usser. Even though it's Midaito, it's still Usser. So says the Ritva, Mikan nire dolo mahanya mechila beribis kodim piron. Right? Can there be mechila? It sounds like from this Gemara that you cannot have mechila, lo mahanya mechila beribis kodim piron. Before it's paid up, can there be mechila? Di mahanyacha en lecha ribis yinon nimchal. Because the law is like, I'll pay you, it's okay. I'll pay you, it's okay. What do you mean? If you say mechila works, then there's never any ribis. That's not nimchal. Kedam rinan hacha di yada umachil. Miyu, that's it before Piron. Miyu im machlo la'acher shegavu mimenu amalve. What if the malve took the ribis? So then, kedalova mimochal keep it. Ein raya mikan. There you don't know. Tahashta mechila midash lemahi. Shemachal otfias mamo shayelo eslo. You owe me money now to give me back the ribis, and I'm mochel. Mashenkin me mechila de kol nebiron, de chashir achmana ki mechila bonis. Beforehand not. So the question is, can you have mechila by ribis? So says the Ritva, maybe, v'chekasva Rambam, mechila la'achar piraon is mahani. That's the Rambam he's quoting in Hilchos Malve Velove. The Rambam says, Horu, Yirali, So first he quotes the Gaonim. Well, the Ritva quotes both. V'shem ha-Gaonim, de lo mahanya, v'chein das ha-Rai v'tzal, v'das mari, k'das ha-Gaonim. Machlok is Gaonim and the Rambam, mechila by Ribbis. What's the case? The Rambam says, Horu mixas Gaonim, Dalad Yud Gimel. She-halo, and again, why am I focusing on this detail? Because it's going to reflect a different type of chiyuv. Horu mixas Gaonim. Shalove she-mochal lo-malve b'ribbis, she-lokach mimenu, the love is mochal to the malve. The love paid Ribbis, right? He paid him extra, and he's mochal it. Osha asid likach, so an alove that's mochot to the malve, the ribis, shelakach imimenu, osha asid likach, or that he's gonna pay him. Avo isho konami adu shemachal, o nasan bematana, eino, moel klum. The gaonim say that ribis, mechila by ribis does not work. Shekal ribis shemaola mechilu. If you pay ribis, then you're obviously being mochel. You're giving it, because you want the loan. So you're being mochel this money. So all ribis is mechila, and yet the Torah says you can't. Avala Torah lo machla. Shebekol ribis shebeola mechila hi. Avala Torah lo machla. The astra mechila zu. Lefichach eina mechila moelas beribis. Afila beribis odevrehem. That's the Gaonim. No mechila by ribis. Yireli, says the Rambam now, she'ein horazu nechona. I don't think so. Elameacher she'omrim lamalve hachzer lo. If you tell the malve, give it back. V'yada halove she'dover aser asa. And the love knows that he did something wrong. V'shiyesh lo litol mimenu. The love knows that he's allowed to take it back. Imratza limchol mochel. Kiderach she'mochel hagezel. Right? He gave me mochel, just like a nigzal could be mochel to a gazlan. So too, somebody who paid ribis can be mochel. Ubefeir shavur chachamim shagazlan amave beribis shechziru e mekalu mehem mechlad mechila shalahem mo ela. So that is the Rambam mechila does work. But the Ritva likes the daya of the Gaonin that mechila doesn't work. Why? V'tam advarim, and here's the important Ritva. V'tam advarim. Omer Murray, the tfias ribis lohavi kashar tfias, begezel va'ona v'chayotze behem. Ribis is not like the other tfias of gezel. You owe me money. The islay al chavri shibun mamon. Ela chiyav hu shechiyav akasa lahachzir isser shabala. It's like a chiyav lasis yidei shamayim. It's a chiyav yidei shamayim. It's not just a chiyav that I owe you. Right? It's a chiyav like the Gemara talks about elsewhere, kofar. Right? Bali Tosva say, kofar, you can't be mochel kofar. Why? Because kofar is about my kapara. You can't be mochel that. I have to pay you to get the kapara. So that's what it sounds like from here too. So he says, that's why mechila wouldn't work. Because it's a different type of chiyav. Teda, tar Rabbi Yochanan, sar Rabbi Iskut, Suzani Yosef, Dayanim. The gamla divya kolam, mace, bana, peturin. Right? If he dies, bana peturin. Ela bedavar mesuyim, nekavar aviyim. Does he have to give back the ribis? Let's say the malva dies. The children might not have to get back to ribis because it's something personal. V'ilu begezel v'ono, banav chayavim k'shiniach achrayas nechasim. U'bevadai taimu k'da amran d'chiyuva d'ramye alei rachmana. It's a personal chiyuv that the Torah puts on the mekabel ribis, and therefore you can't be mochal that. Okay, that's just one reflection of the uniqueness of the chiyuv of ribis, a chiyuv of hachzaras ribis that comes up here in our Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Halacha, Mishnah ba. Beishamay omrim, lo yimkar adam ezesav ela lachaver. A person is not allowed to sell olives except to a chaver. What are we talking about? We're talking about olives that are not yet huchshar lekabel tuma. Right? The liquid, they're in the Mishnah in Taharos, in the first Mishnah in the ninth parak. Parak Tes Halacha Olav Taharos talks about different stages of olives. You put them, you take them off the tree, you put them in a box. You take, and it's ready, while they're sitting in the box, they start oozing out onto itself. Then you take it back and put it into the vat. And at the first couple of days in the vat, then there's some little, you know, oil water starts oozing out, and eventually real oil starts oozing out. So when is it mukhshar lekabel tuma? When is it a chashiv mashke? So we're talking about here in our Mishnah where it's not there yet. It's not mukhshar lekabel tuma yet. And the question is, are you then allowed to sell it to a am haaretz if it's going to be mukhshar lekabel tuma, and then when he's mafresh the truma, it's going to be betuma. So Beishamai says you can't sell olives that are going to be mekabel tuma in the future, except to a chaver. Look in the Pnei Moshe. Bezesim shenitzlushu velo hukshuru lekabel tuma mairi. They were detached, but they weren't hukshar yet. Ukugon sha'adayin lo hizia zeyas hamatan. They didn't have the oozing out in the press yet. Vehu akli shenosin bo azesim sheyischamamu. That's the kli that you put the olives in to get mushy and to get warm. Vehu reuyim, and then v'rim lo zimam al shemen, and you'll be able to then get the oil out of them. So Beishamai says, because it's going to be mukshar lekabel tuma, and then he's going to be mafresh betuma. That's the problem. Well, Beis Hillel omrim af la maestros. Beis Hillel says no. You're even allowed to give it to somebody who's just ne'eman on maestros, right? Ne'eman on maestros, even if he's not ne'eman on taros. Why? The svar is because it's possible that the ama aris will eat it before or squeeze it out before the hechsher takes place. It's possible, right? And therefore, says the Marafolda, kivan da'akati lo hukshru, since it's not hukshar yet, Amar maybe shema yochlum kodem shiyaziu zeyas hamatan. Maybe the Am Ha'aretz will eat it before it's hukshar. Af agav derov zeisim einam odem l'chilakach. Even though it's not probable, it's not a rov, but it is possible. And ba'alila kol dehu, if it's a possibility, Beis Hillel says it's okay. Dematzino litzlos talinan. If you have a little bit to be tola on, it is okay. That's what Beis Hillel says. Vitznue Beis Hillel, but continues the Mishnah, the snuim, those who are more, the medaktikin, right, the barafolda, vatikin, ha-medaktikin b'mitzvahs, shahay b'Beis Hillel, ha-inogin b'Beis Shammai, they were machra like Beis Shammai, they wouldn't sell except to a chaver. The Tiferes Yisrael here asks, the Tznue Beis Hillel, are they allowed to do that? Right, we all remember the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Rabbi Tarfon, the Mishnah, V'sikanti Atzmi, he went like Beis Shammai, and the Gemara says he was wrong. You can't go by like Beis Shammai. Right, if you go like Beis Shammai, Chayev Misa. Right, you put yourself in danger. So how could the Tznue Beis Hillel go like Beis Shammai? How is that allowed? So that's the question that the Tiferes Yisrael asks here. He quotes this from his brother. Hiksha achi hago marein Rabbi Eliezer zecher tzadik v'kadosh levracha besifro mishnas Rabbi Eliezer af deba'osa kavei shamei chayev misa. The Gemara brachas daf yud aleph. If you go to Beis Shammai chayev misa, so how could here the tznuei Beis Hillel go like Beis Shammai? So he gives a couple of answers. Number one, efshar hasam achar basko. Maybe there was after the basko, meaning the basko of erev and yud gimel, right? Elu ve'elu debri l'kim chayim halacha gedivri Beis Hillel. So maybe the Mishnah here is talking about before the Baskol was Machria, that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So that's where they were allowed to go like Beis Shammai if they wanted to. But once the Baskol came along, and maybe Rabbi Tarfon was after the Baskol, so then it would not be allowed to follow Beis Shammai. Number one, V'ayin Tos was Brachas, V'ayin Taz, good. And then he says, Matati Kazam Zecha Rachas Chaim, D'davka La'achar Mises Beis Hillel, Osir Linho Kebeis Shammai. Interesting. Maybe the Isser of following Beis Shammai is only after Beis Hillel died. Shalo Yomru de Beis Hillel Chazur Bohem. Because then you might say, oh, Beis Hillel was Chazur Bo. Right? And therefore you can't do it. Mashikim Bechayim. Bechayim. Beis Hillel is holding their Shita. Beis Shammai is holding their Shita. So you go like Beis Shammai. Okay. But Beis Hillel holds like Beis Hillel. And therefore there's no Chash of maybe Chazur Bo. Va'o Nirali. And then he says, the Hecha de Beis Hillel modim de Shari rak shelo etrichu shani. There are some cases that even Beis Hillel would agree lechadchila, it's a good idea. But he doesn't, it's not matriach you. Right, he doesn't quote it here, but the Gra says this in Maseches Brachas in the 8th parak, where it talks about whether you have to go back to where you ate in order to bench. So Beis Hillel says you don't have to, and Beis Shammai says you do. So, and the Gra giving stories about going back to bench. What do you mean going back to bench? That's Beis Shammai. The answer is that Arub Beis Hillel would agree to that. Beis Hillel would agree to that. That's a good idea to go back. But he wasn't matriach, you make her adin. So here too, lechadchila, sell it to a chaver. Sell it to a chaver. And therefore, you don't have to be matriach to do that, but there's no problem with doing it. So, number one, baskol. Number two, la'achar or lifnei misa. Number three, even Beis Hillel would agree lechadchila. Number four, he quotes, ulafi ani es daiti, the Tiferes Yisrael himself says, tahacha sheva al tasa shayni. Here, it's about not doing something. Here, it's about not doing something, right? Not giving it to a non-chaver, and therefore, maybe that's different. It's not telling you to do something, but not to do something, maybe Sheva Altase shiny. The issue of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, I think I mentioned this in the past, is the Mesillas Yesharim picks up on. In Mishkal HaChasidus, in the 20th parak of Mesillas Yesharim, where he talks about how we have to weigh our mitzvos and averos, to make sure our mitzvos are mitzvos, and our averos are averos. Because sometimes we might get tricked. The last paragraph there in Parachaf. Nimsei salamed, shabal his chaseid chasidus amiti. If somebody really wants to be pious, sarach sheyishkol kol maisav, lefiatola dos hanim shachos mehem. One has to weigh all of his actions based on all the results that might come out of them. Ulefi hatznaim hamislavim b'lohem lefi ha'eis. And all the other conditions related, lefi ha'chevra, lefi ha'nosi, lefi ha'makom. There's so many factors that come into place, right? This might be a mitzvah here, it might be an aveira here. V'im ha'prisha tol l'yosir kiddush Hashem shamayim. If not doing it will bring a greater kiddush Hashem. V'nachas ruach lefanav min ha'maisa. If greater kiddush Hashem will come out of not doing something, yifresh v'lo yaseh, then don't do it. Oh, it might say echad b'marisa hu tov, or it might look good, u'betolto savo, b'tznav hu ra. Or maybe the results might be ra. U'maisa acher ra b'marisa, or something else might look bad to do, v'tov b'toldo sav, but it might be good in the end. Hakoho lechach rachita matolada. Everything goes by the results of the action. Ve'ein advar misurim elo lelev, mevin v'seichel nachon. You gotta think very hard. Ki efshar leva'er pratim she'en lam keitz. I'll just give you two examples. He quotes earlier about with Zechariah ben Avkulis and Gedaliah ben Achikam. But then he quotes, U'maisa de Rabbi Tarfon Yochiach, Shehechmir lahados kebe Shammai. Rabbi Tarfon in the beginning of Brachas, right? He was machmir to say Kriyashma like Be Shammai. Va'amr lo k'dai ita l'chubat v'cha. Rabbi Tarfon thought he was doing a mitzvah. And really he was not. Right? And he says, why? V'zeh, and here he says, why the Ramchal discusses, why is this machlokas any different than any other machlokas in Shas? You go like this Banda Amar, this Banda Amar, this Tana, no. She'ini machlokas b'sharam b'es Hillel, ha'ya'inin kaved li'Yisrael. Mipnei ha'machlokas ha'gadola sh'rafse b'neihem. This was very serious, where there are two huge groups of Jews. V'sof sof nigmar sh'alacha g'b'es Hillel la'olam. V'hinei kiyuma shal Torah, sh'gmar din zeh yisha'er b'chol tokef, la'adu l'olmei olamim. Right? The key to Torah is to follow Beis Hillel. Because then there'll be splintering of Torah into two groups, Chas v'Shalom. And that's why this is more chamor than other machlokos. But that's why, that's the basis for the question of the Tiferes Yisrael here on our Mishnah, but we have a couple of answers that he gave. Good. The other issue to bring up here is the issue of Hechsher l'kabel tumah. As we know, the issue here is that it wasn't Hukshar yet. If it was Hukshar, there's nothing to talk about. But if it wasn't Hukshar yet, that's why Beis Hillel says, maybe he'll eat it before Hechsher, and therefore you're allowed to sell it to him. We know, interesting, Hechsher, we mentioned the machlokes between, in the past, Rashi and the Chinuch versus the Ramban. Rashi and the Chinuch seems to say that Hechsher, why do you need Hechsher for? Why did it have to become wet with one of the seven liquids? It does, in Lumdis, it doesn't have a shame ochel until it's washed. The Chinuch says sometimes you wash fruit before you eat it, but they use the Lashon. It's not a shame, it's not a food before you wash. The Ramban seems to say, no, it is a food. It is a food, but the spiritual pores aren't open in order to be makabel the tumma until it gets wet. Okay, there are nafkaminas that one has. The Reb Elchanan in Baba Basra, Osama Fav, quotes a nafkamina relating to the schach on a sukkah. But it is interesting, there's another machlokas within Hechshel l'kabel tumma about Lerotzon. We know the Mishnah tells us, the first Mishnah Machshirin, that there has to be a Lerotzon, a person has to be happy that the food got wet. Who has to be happy? The Rambam says that the owner, Yud Beis Aleph and Tumas Ochlin, there has to be Ritzui Bailim. Right? It makes sense. Because Ein Adam Oser, or allow Efshar Latame, Darashina Shalom. Called the Hechsher Ba'ochlin, called the very Hechsher Ochlin, the very Kabbalah Hain, says the Rambam. So, Mesorah Torah Shaval Peh. Mipiashmu Alamdu, says Zeshin, Emma Batorah, Vichyutan Mayam Alzera, Chidim Alzera, Echan Mayam Vechashar Sheva Mashkin, Fahushi, Natin Alam Baratzon, Bailim, Viachash Nekrum and Akarka. Detached, and Ratzon Bailim. Shadavar Yaduahu, why does that be detached? Shadavar Yaduahu, Shein Lechazer Shalabala Mayim, Kshubachubar. It rains. V'lo nomar v'chitin mayim ela achar shenekru ha'ochlin b'net l'shu ha'mashkin. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Rashba, who says, no, maybe it has to do with l'ratzon of the person putting on the liquid, not dafka the owner. But the Rambam says, no, pshita d'ratzon b'ilam b'inan, d'ein svara d'ratzon achirim yigrom tuma l'davar she'enu shelohem. That is the Kesef Mishnah's Lashon in Tumas Ochlin. So Machlokas, Rambam, Rashba, whose Ratzon is it? Actually, the Menchas Chinuch has a Kasha. How could there be, according to the Rambam, how could there be Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah by Meiser Sheni or by Kachim? It's not yours. And it has to be by the owner. Kasha's Kasha. So the Mikdash David answers, but the bailim that you need for Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah is not halachic, legal bailim, like mamum gavoa. As do Lamaisa if you're going to be able to eat it. If you're going to be able to eat it, then you're the bailim in this regard. So that's a different definition of bailus, not about of what you need for bailus regarding hechsher. Okay, we continue. Shnayim shebatzru karmel l'togat. Two people own a vineyard. One of them does Chumas and Maasers, and one doesn't. So when they split it up, Maaser, Maaser, Shalo. When they split it up, the one who's Maaser has to be Maaser, his stuff, and the Chalko B'chol Malkav Shehu, and the portion that he had. We'll have to see in the Gemara what exactly does that mean. Amar Reb Yochanan, Taima de Beis Hillel. Now we go back to the Reisha. Why does Beis Hillel say that as long as it's not Tameh yet, still you're allowed to sell it to an Am Haaretz? Because sometimes people eat their olives when it's still in the vat, right? Sometimes people do that. It says that we add in three words here, based on the Rosh Silio's Girsa. Five words. Is that the normal way that people do it? People eat in the vat? That's not common. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. As long as it's a possibility, Beis Hillel says, you could sell it. It might be part of also to breed societal peace and harmony. If you can't sell it to people, that's already something that we'd rather not have to say. So Beis Hillel says, as long as it's possible, it is okay. And Beis Hillel Kedaitin, Beis Hillel Shitaso, says something similar in Shvius, the Tanin, and we learned in a Mishnah in Mesecha Shvius, Lo Yimkar Lo Para Choreshes B'Shvius. A person, you're not allowed to sell a plowing cow to a person in Shemitah who is chashud on keeping the laws of Shemitah. Why? Because that's lifnei eder, right? You're going to sell him a cow, sell him a bull, and he's going to use that to work his field in Shemitah. Well, Beis Hillel matirin, Beis Hillel shochta, Beis Hillel says it's motir because, what do you mean? He's buying a cow, he can shecht it. He can shecht it. Lav dafka that he's going to use it to work the field during Shemitah. Says the Gemara, come on. Is that probable? V'yurchi debarnash. Is it the way of a person? Mechus shecht. Tura deradia. Scripting the Girsa. Right? Is it the way of a person to shecht tura deradia? An ox that you got for goring? I'm sorry, for plowing? You have a plowing ox. So is it normal for people to shecht that? It's a possibility. It's a possibility. Right? As long as it's a possibility, then it's good enough. It's a possibility, it's good enough. Right? This comes up by the inviting people for Shabbos when you know they're going to drive. Or when you know they're going to go drive back. You're allowed to invite them for Shabbos. So, the poskim, many poskim say, again, not all, but many poskim say, if you're giving them the possibility, even if you know it's not probable, if you give them the possibility to sleep over, so then it is okay. If you look in the Rav Sternbach, talks about this in Chelek Aleph, Simin Shinun Ches, he says, you know, it's possible. He's not such a strong fan. He says, make sure they don't park their car near you because there's a chil Hashem involved. Aval, he says, imze efshar umargesh ish bazet toeles lahachziram lamutav. If you really think it's going to help, lo yiman alasos b'nei yisrael lifnei iver. It's not lifnei iver because in the larger sense, you're trying to bring them closer. Rak yikarev osam kefiya efshar. You try to bring them as close as possible. Usmo doche v'yamin mekareves v'yazir. Uva yodia osam tamid chomer chalos Shabbos umesikus shmirasa ubeezus Hashem Yisbarach yachzir osam lamuta vein lacha kibud aveim kamo. He's talking about parents, right? Inviting parents over, that's even more chomer shaila in terms of needing a heter, so to speak. So again, here too, as long as there's a possibility, for them to drive back. So therefore, we try to rely on that, and in that way, allow the person. Again, there are other poskim that they're a little more lechachila in their formulation. Again, you try not to, but this is ultimately what's gonna bring them back, right? You lifnei iver is not defined by the detail right in front of you, but obviously the larger picture of what you're trying to do. It's like the Rav Shlomo Zalman in the first volume of Mincha Shlomo, where he talks about the Rama that says that you're not allowed to give somebody bread if you know they're not going to wash. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says Bizman Hazeh is exactly the opposite. In the days of the Rama, it's lifnei iver to give it to them if they're not going to wash, because they're not going to wash. Nowadays, it's lifnei iver not to give it to them. Because if you don't give it to them, that's going to drive them further away from Torah and mitzvahs, because they're going to see that, oh, this is how an Orthodox Jew acts. This is how, somebody who's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. I don't want anything to do with that, right? We have to try to do what we can to create a Kiddush Hashem and warm feelings. And when we give them the bread, they'll say, oh, this is how Orthodox people are. And they're nice and friendly, and that's the way to bring them closer. That's putting a a larger stumbling block if you don't give them the bread. Okay. Continuing, one more line. Shavin, Beishamai Vizilel both agree though. Shu mocher lo shibalim liisaso. Beishamai would agree if you're selling them ears of grain. Avo bishiyodeh shino oso sambatara. If you're selling them ears of grain, even though you know he's not going to work bitara, but you know, he's selling them small amounts, and he might roast them and eat them, you know, before it's makabel tuma. So therefore, you have that possibility, and even Beishamai would agree because that's more probable. That's more people do that than the case of eating it b'ma'atan, like Beishamai in the Mishnah. But here it's a little more probable, and therefore it would be okay. Okay, we'll have to continue this price the next time as we continue here in the sixth parak of Maseches Demai, Parak HaMikabel.